Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Everybody, this is Nathan on the spot from Orangeburg, South of
Carolina, coming to you live tonight at 9 o'clock on Dr. A's show. She just gave me a call and said that she's having a little problem with her car. And soon as she said she should be on the line in about 15 minutes. So we got another 10 minutes here to just sit back and kick back and give you some good information. The good information I got for you. Guess who back on the line tonight? Miss Ida is back. Oh, goodness, she just got dropped. Oh, my goodness. Well, she just got dropped off the line. So guess what? It's just little old me, Nathan, from Orangeburg, South Carolina, bring you some good information. This past week, I was invited up with Dr. A at North Carolina University. And we went up there and we was involved in the activities, and Dr. A was on their schedule to give a presentation, and she did an awesome job, just an awesome job. Everybody was amazed how our technology work, and it's, you know, and I've noticed that people can't grasp it. They can't, simply just can't understand how this little battery, one by one, can do all the good things it do. And then we had, she took the lady and brought her out and changed the atmosphere in the room. And people was amazed with it. We had some African kings there from Africa. And they looked at this technology, and everybody was scratching their head, I tell you. And to describe how she described how this product work in your homes and everything. And a young lady came up after the meeting, and she wanted to find out more information, and she did. Dr. A gave us a good class on how to check the radiation coming off your wall and everything and off your bed. And she did the bed. She laid on the bed and found out how weak she got when she was on the bed. And now she's in Durham, and she's wanted to get her whole house done. And, you know, because she saw that this product is a product that can help people and to find out what's going on in her home. But Dr. A already did several houses in Durham now. Several people that was at that conference that we had on the 18th, she done did their house, and she's told a story about a couple of what happened there. And a lot of people said, you know, hey, this, some of the family members was jumping on the young man about how he didn't think that it would work. And in the meantime, he went on and got his house done, and she saw how things in the house had changed. And when they changed for him, his mother decided to go. In fact, it was his mother, the one who was down in Dr. A and telling him about, hey, I don't think this product work. This ain't going to do this, ain't going to do that. So Dr. A went on and finished his house up, and she saw how the children changing the house and the atmosphere of the house. So she decided to get her house done. And guess what happened, y'all? They found some electrical default in her house, and they said it was just a matter of time before that house caught a fire. So she called Dr. A and really gave her a big round of applause, and said she apologized to the highest, because actually she saved her. She could have been sleeping in the middle of the night, and that house could have caught on fire. And she might have been here today. Oh, guess who's back? I was telling you, we had a special guest back. She ain't been with us a long time. Miss Ida. And you know, every week, Dr. A mentioned that Miss Ida is down there in Beaufort, South Carolina, growing quails. And so now she can give us an update tonight on her quail farm and how it's progressing and everything. Miss Ida, we glad to have you back. Putting you on the spot again, but go ahead, tell me.
Well, thank you, Nathan, and everybody that's listening out there in the grass, the great beyond. Glad to be back. Down here in the low country, I don't have much self service, and that's why I've been absent for so long, but hopefully I'll get that rectified and I'll be able to join the call. But yes, the quail business is growing every day. I get more and more testimonies, you know, of people's health being improved from eating the quail eggs. You know, we tell them about a few things that the quail eggs are good for, and lo and behold, they come back a couple of weeks later with their own story, something altogether new, a new testimony.
Wow.
So it's just a little old egg that got packs a mighty great punch, you know, and people are loving it. And in an area where we are down in Allendale County in South Carolina, one of the most, I don't know how you say it, but it's number one on the list for everything. Allendale, you know, for health disparity, economic disparity, you name it, they've got it.
Wow.
And it's just been such a pleasure. And, you know, I feel good at the end of the day when I hear the stories from the people that have been eating the eggs, and they come back and tell me how well they're doing and how much better they feel. And it just makes you feel good to be able to help. So I know exactly what Dr. A is experiencing, you know, with the balancers, you know, and we all got to pull together and work this thing, because there's so many things that people need. They need healthy homes, healthy nutrition in order to live a healthy life in a country where so many advances are taking place so fast that they're not intended to be, but sometimes are detrimental to our health.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, you know, and you know, thank you again, Nathan, for being the diehard person you are, that you hear whether the rest of us show up or not. And that's good, and I commend you for that.
Oh, thank you.
I commend you. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard some of this new medication come out that'll be worse than the one we got on the market now. So I don't know how people are going to make it if they're going to stop taking this new synthetic medicine.
Well, they need a balancer and some quail eggs.
I tell you.
And then get back to planting gardens.
Well, we're doing that. We got a big garden this year. I mean, we're going to have sweet corn coming off every 10 days. A new crop coming off.
All right.
Yeah, so we got
non-GMO?
Oh.
That's a non-GMO?
The corn?
Yeah. Non-GMO corn?
I got to break that down to me a little further now, because I want to make sure I got it right.
Not genetically modified.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. So, it is. Yeah.
We got the good cone. We got the top. Uh-huh. We got the top cones. Had to pay more money for it, but we got it. Guess who we just stepped up on the line from Canada? Mr. Mario, how you doing?
Very great, very great. I just remembered to pick up this call, and I'm on the big tractor there coming back home, eh? But nevertheless,
okay.
I'm there anyhow.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mario.
Hello.
It's Ida.
Oh, Ida, I haven't heard you in many, many moons now.
Yes, it's been a long time. How are you doing?
Good, very good. The beach is actually increasing because, like my father used to say, when the snow cover disappears, work appears. You understand that? When the snow cover disappears, work appears.
Right, yeah, work appears.
We have all these outside chores to do.
Yes, I thought I was finished work today, too, at 5:30, and something else dropped on my plate, and I had to go drive for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
So the snow don't melt in Canada.
Me?
The snow has melted.
Oh, there's no more snow, not around this place, but I was talking to Rod Groom this morning, and he's still under about 2 to 3 feet of snow.
Get out of here.
How is he doing?
So therefore, he hasn't got work yet. The work is won't appear for now because snow has to disappear.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. A.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. A?
Hey, I made it in, man of God. I made it in.
Well, I know the woman of God is gonna get it done.
Yeah, we got one of these, you know, these electronic cars, and I guess I don't know why the car discerned somebody was trying to steal it, and the security froze up on it.
Wow.
So, you know, we got to get somebody that can unlock it.
Okay.
Did I?
Yeah, you just missed. She got dropped. She done got dropped 3 times, so she might can get back in. But we got Brother Mario is on the line.
Hey, Mario, we got a live show tonight because we had a time up there in North Carolina. Did our first TED Talk.
Oh, I done talk about it, too. You know I had to talk about it.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Are we live now or are we still behind the scenes?
No, we live. We got somebody else just popped in, 304.
Just a week ago.
304.
I'm not sure where that is.
Hello,
304?
Yes.
That's St. Croix Island. Is this Mr. Sterling?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. We got Puerto Rico and St. Croix Islands on the line tonight. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Alali, Dr. Rhoda Alali, scholar in residence at the Center for Health, Equity, and Urban Science Education in New York City, and also the environmental bishop-elect at the Center for Environmental Health Worldwide in Washington, D.C. We are so excited. I apologize to everybody for being late to the show, but we have one of those vehicles that has this supersonic electrical system on it, and something went crazy, and the car started transmitting like somebody was trying to steal it and locked us up on the highway. So we had an interesting ride in to the hotel, and some people are fixing it as we're speaking. But anyway, we are so glad you interrupt your busy schedule to check in and listen to this broadcast tonight, because we were at the first international symposium for global enterprise at the prestigious North Carolina Central University in Durham, North Carolina last week. We were the honored guest and featured speaker. They did their first TED Talk, and I was part of the panelists that they debuted for this global exchange. We were there with kings and queens and princes and billionaires and millionaires from all around the world. It was absolutely fabulous. And I am so grateful, so honored that the archangel of this show, our senior executive producer, Pastor Jonathan Hill, was there. And Pastor Hill, you're going to have to just let me interview you tonight. It exceeded our expectations, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. I was so amazed and so excited and got to meet all these people from all around the world and some people close, some of my neighbors, right, North Carolina. I met some people from North Carolina, too. So I'm just excited. I'm just looking forward for the next one.
Yes, and there was a king there from Ghana, and he was one of the keynote speakers. I cried through his whole speech because they were saying that we are encouraging our children, we are leading our kids to go to college and get these degrees, and when they get out, there's no jobs. Instead of training them to be job seekers,
we need to train them to be job creators. And I was so great. It was so fabulous because of all the presenters that were there. We were the only ones that brought an industry, a concept for an industry to create jobs across many different career zones, so to speak, from health to engineering to agriculture. You know, our technology, our nanotechnology is amazing because it's able to transcend and it's able to mitigate and balance on so many different levels. And it was really interesting because when they invited us to speak, they really didn't give us any kind of formality of the way we could present. And this is the first time I've ever presented on a panel. Usually, you know, we have a table and chairs, but this one was on a sofa. And it was kind of like an Oprah Winfrey-style moderation. Our moderator, Mr. Ontario, was just fabulous. He was studied, and he was so poignant, and he really helped to bring out, you know, this whole thing. Our panel was on talking about the environmental health factors and the industry and how we were looking at how we could make a change. And we were on platform with a pastor that began to look at the health disparities in his congregation. He was so innovative and so inspirational. And he saw that a lot of children were being widowed in his church because their fathers and mothers were dying young with diabetes and heart disease. And they were eating so much processed food. And so he took kind of the bull by the horns and started inspiring people to go back to urban gardens and making community gardens in the back of their houses, you know, and got people to donate land so that people could farm the land and get fresh fruits and vegetables. And he was able to single-handedly impact the health disparity in his church by getting people to grow their own fresh vegetables and canning them for the winter months. And the World Bank reached out to him. All these financial entities reached out to him. And then they had one of the state officials that was over a grant-making agency. And she said rather than looking, you know, for the big corporation that was doing so much, they began to divide the money to the people that were actually on the front lines, you know, dealing with the grassroots operations. And they started empowering, you know, Miss Tilly on the corner who was feeding all the homeless kids. And they started empowering Mr. Uncle Ted down the block who was encouraging and teaching the young men how to have carpentry skills. They started looking out for people who had their hands, you know, in the pie, so to speak, who were making a difference on a day-to-day basis and start putting things in place, tools in place for those people to be able to access grants and then giving them assistance in grant management and project management. And she said to make all the difference at the end of the day in health disparities. And then they gave us a we were the last featured speaker, and I encourage everybody to go on YouTube. You can download it. I can't believe, because I knew they were talking about a TED Talk format, but that whole panel with discussion was done in a TED Talk format, and we are actually in session one. We're at the end of session one, and we were so blessed because Pastor Hill, you got to meet the executive team. You had everybody in one spot. And we had Dr. John Dawkins with us, who was a journalist for the War Zone. He is a communications specialist, and he did all these big projects for the Department of Energy. And he knew about the radiation site in Trenton and Ross, Ohio, where the uranium and the titanium levels were so high and people got really sick. Matter of fact, if you live in that area, you can get free home care. And so he knew of our work to try to bring mitigation to those homes. We have a number of homes out in that area that we've done them. And so he was so excited that we were trying to bring intervention for those people out there that were suffering. And he flew out to support the team. And then, of course, Pastor Hill, you drove up from South Carolina. And everybody's on the video team, so they can see the executive team. And we were able to introduce Pastor Hill and talk about his faithfulness to lift our voice to the world and how many children and adults were now able to manage their diseases and live better quality lives because of your sacrifice to support us. We were able to get the word out about children using the technology to mitigate their homes. These solar nanotechnologies are phenomenal for what they're doing. When we install that technology in the window, it helps to reduce the microsurge of radiation in the home by an average of 97%. Yes, I said 97%. And we were able to demonstrate that in several homes and several places there in North Carolina. And Pastor Hill was able to share with the people on a one-to-one about his work and support and love for us and this technology. And everybody was able to meet our brilliant marketing strategist, Ms. Kim Ingram, and her, who's worked for Buick and IKEA and for Apple and a number of Fortune 500 companies, helping to bring their market to the ground and get it to in the hands of the people. And she's sought after, and she has donated her time and her talent to help us streamline, and working with Dr. Dawkins to help us so that when we're out campaigning, we're able to present the data in a way that fuels, you know, our expansion. Our medical team was with us, represented by Dr. Bianca Smithy Incas. She was there showing that we're already in medical code. Insurance companies will already pay. They're paying right now for us to do home health safety evaluations. And we hope that they will soon be paying for this technology. And so when everybody met the team, they were like, Doc, we thought you were all by yourself. I said, I am so blessed that God has afforded us to have all this expertise. And then our research team that was there at the university putting together matrix and instruments to measure and to archive these people that are in these homes so we can quantify the sustainability of the technology, how much energy it's saving people across the United States, where we have over 137 houses now, and also the biosustainability, because we know this whole house alkaline water system is just renewing and restoring the health of people. And at the dinner table at the luncheon, you know, I was telling people that at my age, and they said, girl, we know that you are not in your 60s. I said, yes, I am. And everybody thought I was between my 38s and 40s, and that's the whole team, really, because Ms. Ingram looks like she's 25 and holding. I teased her. She has such a fan club everywhere we go. You know, we have to get security so nobody will run away with her. We had a fabulous time. So, Pastor Hill, you got to tell them what you thought about the team. Dr. Dawkins is awesome, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The whole team was just fantastic. It's hard to come together. Maybe people could just flow together. You know, we know everybody for years. And I think I've met Dr. A second time. I never met Dr. B. I met her for the second time. And the others was just came in, and we just flowed so beautiful together. It was just amazing. That ain't nothing but God.
There's nothing but God. And the blessing is that the conference supported us, and they let us push the campaign. And we were all the campaign headquarters. The conference headquarters was at the beautiful Millennium Hotel. They were so gracious. The staff was so kind. And we ran two seminars, workshops on home safety and the Healthy Smart Home.
And Pastor Hill, you came to the first one, and that was really amazing. We showed people why, how their beds can make them sick, how it broadcasts radiation into the box spring, and it can imbalance the whole body. And the, that room, was that 1500 or 18 or 800 in the wall behind 14, the bed, Pastor? 1,505. And when that lady, so this was a professor at the university, she volunteered to be our client. And we were testing her because she had all these health problems. And when we showed her how, when she just sat on the bed, she lost energy. And we showed her how, when she laid across that bed, how she became radioactive. She picked up that static charge from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, didn't she, Pastor Hill?
Yes, she did.
And we all screamed because, I mean, it just knocked her weak. And when we showed her that that's how people were getting so sick in their beds, having heart disease and dementia and Alzheimer's, and all feeling, breaking up with so much weakness. She said she had so much weakness and fatigue in the morning. And we said, well, this is the reason why. And then we mitigated the bed and bedroom and took the levels. This is a big hotel. I mean, it's a giant hotel. How many rooms would you say? Maybe 200 rooms in that hotel?
Wow, yeah, more.
Yes, 200 or more. I mean, Duke University had their sleep, one of their sleep centers in this hotel. And so there was a lot of corporate activities that go on in this hotel. And so we took an alpha and we took that level down to between 70 and 80. And
right,
we mitigated. We stuck to Soli. Pastor Hill was our mitigator. I mean, he was our design consultant. He stuck that Soli in the window, plugged that alpha in, and took the rod, took the nanobioplex tube and broadcast it into the electric circuit. And it mitigated that whole room. That box spring picked up that balanced bioharmonic frequency, and instead of her losing energy, she was gaining energy. And she had a mass of growth coming off of her thyroid, didn't she, Pastor Hill?
Yes, she did.
And we told her, you're sleeping with your head within 3 feet of a wall. That puts you at risk to demineralize and destabilize your thyroid, because when you start losing absorption of iodine, you can in the thyroid, and magnesium and chlorine and sodium and potassium, you could make your thyroid go really wild. And that was Ms. Morse, Ida Morse's testimony, that she just could not balance her thyroid until she got her with her nanos and her longevity mineral products. And I love longevity. I think it's one of the most stable vitamins we've ever tested. And it's just so fascinating. I love it. It's so strong, though. I have to break it in a third because my body, one of them, has me run like 24/7. I get like 2 hours of sleep, and I'm back up again. So I have to break it down because they're so powerful. But Pastor Hill came to that training. He was totally blown away because he's been hearing about the show for 3 years now. But to actually see how we survey a bedroom and why the bedroom is so dangerous, because all those electronics around the bed, they are magnetizing together and strengthening that assault. And when he saw 1,500, that's high enough to create diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, to make you wake up in a state of rage and be very, very anxious. And so it was tremendous to really have his support down there for all the activities. We met these kings from Africa, Ghana, and Kenya. That was dynamic when that king spoke, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic, I tell you. You know,
it was, just reflect on that a little bit. He was so passionate talking about the students needed life skills. And they needed to entrepreneurship. We needed to be giving them, teaching them a career, but teaching them a career for them to develop and be job creators and create a business so that they could employ other people. And he spoke from his heart. Go ahead, Pastor Hill.
We had a young man from Ohio. He's got to tell his story, the engineer.
Oh, yes. How could we forget him, Mr. Barry, Mr. Isaacs? He was a business engineer, and he donated his time to come out to support us at the conference and also to do a critique of our business because he's connected with financial institutions. Cincinnati just got $30 billion to jumpstart businesses in the minority community and for refurbishing housing. And he's involved with a project. They're doing 1,000 housing units, and they want to do them green, and they want to put our technology in it. And so he came to meet with the executive team and to offer some consulting time and just to network with the team there at the University of North Carolina, Central University. And we're just so grateful to have their support and the support of 3 other universities. They're putting together a collaboration to work with us. And we're very excited that one of the solar companies in North Carolina, BioSolar International, their new startup operation, and we're going to be licensing our technology to them. They're going to be doing houses with it because we are an alternative solar now. And we turn these windows into solar panels with solar energy cells. And the way that we're able to affect and de-stress the grid is we're able to use the windows to mitigate dirty electricity from the electrical lines. And when the electrical lines are cleaner, they burn more efficiently, they process more efficiently, and that helps to take the stress off the grid, number one. And number two, it creates a biosustainable environment, houses that balance people that help to support basic oxygenation at the cellular level. And now that we are networked with some retired electrophysicists from NASA, they have the equipment that actually shows how effective our technology is in reducing and balancing the body. You know, this technology was never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But the body is so phenomenal. When you give it a balanced environment, when you give it clean air, and you give it a home of reduced radiation and chemical assault, it will stabilize itself and it will function at optimal levels of health. And so it was just phenomenal, the whole event. They launched it this year, and we've already been invited to participate in other activities that are forthcoming. The university is launching a whole healthy, smart learning environment campaign, and our technology and our methodology will be front and center. They've already invited us. We were at their education and technology conference, and we were able to demonstrate what the future of classrooms would look like with the new nano-solar technology. And in their smart classroom, the radiation surge was 1,200. We were able to reduce it down to, I believe, 52 in about 10 seconds. And they had so many windows, probably about 15 feet of windows in this classroom. We were able to take all that surface area and use all of that to create a 7-foot energy wave that just took this thick air in this classroom and made it light, almost light and breezy. And people that sat in the window actually got an energy massage during the presentation. It was fabulous. So we're so excited that the professors and the alumni of North Carolina Central have supported us. We've done close to 10 houses there for the faculty, and they've gotten resounding results. Not just energy saving, but such improvement in health. One faculty member had us do his mother's home, and she was having some really challenged problems with her eyes. And we were able to go to her workstation and found out her computer station was hitting her in the face with almost 1,600 BMUs of radiation. As soon as we corrected that problem and brought it down to 22, her eyes stabilized in about 6 weeks. And instead of being blind, she's getting her sight back. And her sight has already greatly improved. just a number. People just testified of a number of health, just how their health just resounded back. So we were approached by two kings to come to Nigeria and Kenya. And that was amazing, wasn't it, Pastor Hill, to see that royalty and all that regalia that was in the conference?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of them?
One of them.
Okay. Which king did you talk to?
One of the delegates.
Oh, the delegate. Okay. Yeah, so we got a chance to talk to one of the kings from Nigeria and also the king from Kenya. And they are interested in putting the technology in the universities to retrofit the buildings. And I said, with that sun from Africa, wow, what it will do with this, our solar system would be incredible. I mean, the miracles would be just endless because that sun is so brilliant. The colors of flowers and foliage in Africa is brilliant. I mean, it's like emerald green. It's like the most beautiful green you've ever seen. The most beautiful red and orange and yellow and magenta. I mean, the color hues are like 3 to 5 times the intensity of color that we have here in the United States. And it would just be, I can't wait to test solely in Africa. We're actually going, we've been invited to go to Kenya in August and then Uganda. And so they're putting together that team, and I hope to be on that team when they go to Africa. So we're going to open up the lines now. There's just so much to learn. But I want everybody to go to YouTube, the International Symposium at NCCU, Nancy Charlie Charlie Umbrella, North Carolina Central University. There are 2 sessions, session 1 and session 2. We are on the second half of session 1. So you can see it. You can meet the executive team. I introduced them to the world. And that was powerful, wasn't it, Pastor Hill?
Oh, yeah, that was powerful.
Everybody that was streaming in live said to me, Doc, that was just the best presentation, and I just really have to stop and thank Dr. John Dawkins, who volunteered and diligently worked with us. I mean, for 2 months, he met with us 1 to 2 days a week. He took everything about our communications and pulled it apart and reorganized a lot. He reorganized how we present information. He reorganized the information we present. And everybody said that's the best presentation they've ever seen me make publicly. What you think about that, Pastor Hill?
That's great. That's great.
And I stuck a Black Panther slide in there. Did that take you by surprise when that slide flipped and you found yourself in the land of Wakanda?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
What did you say when you saw that?
Wow.
It was wow. Dr. B said she fell out. What did you say? Miss Ingram is with me here. Miss Ingram, what did you say when you saw the Wakanda fly?
Oh, my God, no,
she didn't. Miss Ingram said, she said, oh, my God, no, she didn't put the Wakanda fly in it. And so the purpose, the intention of the Wakanda fly, the Black Panther fly, was because, number one, it is such a huge buzz, you know, in our culture right now. Everybody's talking about how it's a big box open. It won this big box over. Oh, you missed it. And, you know, it's made over $1.3 billion, and, you know, and it's a big ticket item. And so, you know, we've been under attack here for a couple of years, talking about the technology was voodoo and it was crazy and there was no validity to it, et cetera, with the fake news agency, Rational Wiki. I said to people, I said, well, have you looked up Rational Wiki? There's more than 15 articles out there about how they're fake news and they're getting sued by everybody now, and it's just really incredible. So in Wakanda, if you haven't seen the Black Panther movie, I don't want to spoil it for you, but I will just tell you that it takes you from present time into the future. it shows you they're able to do things with making stuff invisible and making cars do stuff, go from a car to an airplane in seconds, and do unbelievable things. And so I put that Wakanda slide in to tell people, no, that we didn't go to Wakanda. We went to NASA to validate our technology, and we took their research to really hammer out the technology and engineer the technology, because we needed a technology that would block non-ionizing radiation, that would reduce the static in the radiation and stop the assault. And NASA's research gave us some guidance in that zone. And the other part of that was we fasted and prayed and asked God for a download. And he would show us what to do, because masses are sick. We showed the article from the National Institute of Health that's talking about this non-ionizing radiation in the form of electromagnetic frequencies creating all these neurodegenerative diseases like autism and Alzheimer's and Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, and diabetes. Diabetes is through the roof. You know, 12 years ago, we had about 60 million people worldwide with diabetes. They're projecting in the next 10 years we'll have a global presence of diabetes that exceeds over 360 million people. And one of the culprits is EMF, electromagnetic frequency. And in some cultures, they're saying the chemicals, because we have so much industrial chemical. We are increasing in chemical exposure by an average of 28,000 new chemicals a year. And as it relates to just industry, we attended an opiates conference in Pittsburgh on April the 2nd. And here's what the police officers were saying. They're saying they're creating so many drugs for people to use on the street, with heroin and fentanyl, and cutting heroin with all kind of industrial chemicals now. There is really a conspiracy to take out the life of your children and communities. They said they can't, that the police officers themselves are at risk. When they arrest someone and they find all these drugs, they have to suit up in hazmat now, because the drugs are so powerful that they themselves are going into chemical anaphylactic shock from smelling the drugs. They can no longer examine a drug by smell. It has to either be quantified by a machine, and now because these drugs are so powerful, they're actually bagging them in certain fabrication and sending them off to a lab, because they said there's so many kinds of drugs on the street. Every time they figure out the drugs that are on the street, there's a whole new family of drugs that come behind that. We are really in a war for our lives and the lives of our children. And so it was just tremendous to see how this conference set forth a platform to invite innovation. And I was so grateful that when we got up to talk about our technology, we are a new industry. We are bringing a new industry. And we're so grateful that we have researchers now forming metrics so that the research can be archived. We're creating new jobs. The environmental health business practitioner, we're enhancing the skills of the healthcare providers. We're enhancing the skills of engineers. We're enhancing the skills of contractors and carpenters, because you have to think now. You have to be able to test. Is it fabrication that you're putting in somebody's house, is it going to make them sick? You know, you have to, everybody has to become intentional now in the work that is to be done. And so, Pastor Healy, when I made the Wakanda slide and then talked about new industry, how did you just reflect on that a little bit? Just the response of the crowd. They were really like, wow, we want this. We need this. We got to have this now.
Yeah. It took a different approach. And when it came out and you said that, you took the attention of everybody in the room. Nobody moved. Everybody took it in. And everybody knew that we need something new. And that's what we brought to the table. We brought something new. something that people can really grasp on right now, but they know it works. And that's where we got to go, and that's how we got to present ourselves now. Because I was in a meeting last night and has, you know, one of my former agriculture teachers, he said, oh, that don't work. And that's the mindset that a lot of people got, that what technology we have don't work. And I'm looking forward to just blow their mind.
Yes. And we were invited the next day to actually survey a building there on campus. And the faculty was concerned, and they wanted the numbers, and they've put together a proposal. They want their building to be done first. And several faculty have contacted the host committee for that symposium to say they wanted their buildings also investigated, and they wanted them surveyed, and they wanted them mitigated. And so we've gotten some support, and the chancellor was so excited. They've already directed us into the Technology Commercialization Center, and they're just putting so many things together for us. It's just really tremendous. And we're just so pleased to announce that our membership was accepted. We are now archived as the 11th and minority solar company in the United States through Solar Now, which is a foundation out of Washington, D.C. We're the only alternative solar, and we're the only ones that do health safety evaluations before and after our technology is installed. And they are just blown away. They brought us to speak at the Solar Congress two Saturdays ago and to network with solar companies across the United States. And so we have several that are interested in partnering with us and taking for us to train their staff to do what we do. And we don't just work independently. We work with other solar companies to show them, to certify their staff, because a lot of people are getting sick after these solar panels are put on the house. And if the solar panels are not properly installed, it can increase the microsurge in the house. And so there needs to be some kind of way of monitoring that and evaluating that. And so that's what we are doing. That's what we are doing. And so anybody have any testimonies, anything you want to share? I want to give a big shout-out to my Canadian family. I heard our number one meteorologist, who is also an environmental health physicist, practitioner for the farm, and he's doing so many amazing things with this technology in Canada. Mario, what have you been doing this week with the solar?
Well, I'm helping my son around build a house.
Oh, my goodness.
No, actually, building a house for a friend nearby. He's giving him a contract, but I have, you know, had things I have to do around too, you know.
Okay, okay. So how's the weather up there? You guys, did you dig out of the snow and ice, or are you still buried?
No, 15 degrees, that's about 60, 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And really beautiful day. The maple tree stopped giving out sap today because of the weather conditions. So it's the end for sugar making season. And as a matter of fact, my client there, Yves Lou from the farm, actually called me today from some no-name juice. But I think he's getting closer and closer to me. He'll probably break through again with this harmonization of his farm. I have the feeling of that thing.
Well, we were so excited to be able to demonstrate the alkaline water for a number of people, our whole house alkaline water system for a number of people that were at the conference, and they were just totally blown away when this system reduces alkaline water in a matter of minutes and increases the oxygen there in the water and softens the water. And when we gave the demonstration, they were just blown away. We showed them how you could use the nano and the biobalancer to energize water and food right at the table. And They were just take. They were like, "Are you serious?" And we were like, "Yes." Pastor Hill, you didn't get a chance to go with us, but we went down to a fish market where they brought the fish in fresh from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And we showed a number of faculty how we use our cell phones to energize and balance out our food. And they were blown away when they found out their iced tea was carrying a static charge. In a matter of seconds, we mitigated the charge so it would be more palatable. Because that's what reason why so many people are having digestive issues and they're having such bloating in their stomach. And we learned from our Korean family and counterparts that you should always drink warm when you're eating. If you want something cold, you should drink it before your meal. And then once you drink a cold beverage, you need to follow by a warm beverage before you mm-hmm. eat. Your stomach needs to be warm so that you do not cause constriction of the cells that make your digestive juices. And they said the way to make your stomach flat is to always drink hot with your meal. I learned that, and it works. It works. It works. Well, listen, we have Mr. Carlos. Are you still on the line?
Yes,
Carlos. Well, I haven't heard from you in about a year. And you went through that hurricane, and I was telling everybody that you said that the everything, your orchard, a number of things were destroyed, but the relay units that you had there with the technology, they were stood and they were intact. And I want you to know that the testimonials I've been sharing on this radio show for over a year about your orchard for 2 years now inspired Pastor Hill to put them in. He's a farmer, put them in his garden, and he showed me that he has his copper unit out to energize the soil and put an energy wave over his farmland, and you inspired that. So just tell me how things are going with you after the hurricane. First of all, thank you for just being on the line tonight and giving us your support and with this whole conference, because you've been hoping and praying for us a very long time, and we're just so happy to have you on the show tonight. So go ahead and share with us.
Okay. Well, I want to say right now, I'm not going to be able to speak much because I'm at the hospital with my wife, but I will say this. I was able to work with Dr. Lavalle in California with the nano bio balancer. And I was able to see how this particular person with so many ailments after which we balanced the house. This lady who was for eight years had a nurse that was with her 24 hours. In 3 months, when we went back to see her, she fired the nurse because she did not need the nurse anymore. After 8 years of having a nurse 24 hours, in 3 months, once that the house was balanced with the technology, she didn't need the nurse anymore, and she was able to walk without having to use a cane, and she had recovered in just those 3 months.
That was a miracle.
That is my biggest testimony. And after I saw that, I brought the team down to Puerto Rico and to St. Croix to also work on some other houses. So that's my testimony.
Well, thank you for sharing that testimony, because that is one of the most powerful testimonies we have. The young lady that he's speaking of, actually, she was a senior He was a PhD retired principal of a high school, and she became stricken with a degeneration of her nerves, and her body was like a board. She could not sit down. She had to lay down. And they had to hoist her and down. And that was a miracle that made us all scream, because Mr. Sterling is a very, he's a very compassionate, very generous person. And he took up four houses for people. And his, as a foundation, a corporation that was sponsoring people that were really sick with these critical illnesses that were, had them sick unto death to get, be able to get their houses done. And this lady is a miracle, because in 72 hours, she was like quadriplegic. She couldn't move anything. She was riddled with pain, 24-hour nurses for 8 long years. And in 3 days after we did her house, in fact, Mr. Roy Johnson, who was our mechanical engineer and the engineer, the auditing engineer, when he was surveying her house, he's like, it's a wonder somebody didn't die in this house, because the numbers are over 2,000. And she said, this is a beautiful home in California. She said, 2 people died in this house. He said, really? Said, yes, my daughter walks in the front door in the living room by the computer, 42 years old, and drops dead. And my husband died upstairs in the master bedroom in the bed. And here she was, stiff as a board, sick, critically sick. And Mr. Sterling was compassionate enough to say, I don't know a lot about Dr. Lally. I don't know a lot about her technology. What I've seen so far has been miraculous. But I want to sponsor you, your home to be done. And she was astounded that he wanted to sponsor the cost of having her home done. And she said, well, just do it. And within 72 hours, her right arm came loose and she was able to move it above her head. And in a week, she was able to help her nurse dress her from the head down, like put a blouse on. She was able to move her arms. In 6 weeks, she was standing and taking steps. 4 months, she didn't need a day nurse.
You can listen to that audio.
And 1 year later, we were at a conference out in Palm Springs, California. You remember Mr. Sterling? She had her daughter drive her out there. And she walked around in the parking lot and said, I don't even have nurses at night. And I talked to her over Christmas. She had the nerve to be on an airplane flying to Washington, D.C. to see her mother. And so, Mr. Sterling, I want to take this time to thank you before the world. You are such a man of grace. And those miracles help to lift us to a level where we were able to build momentum and keep on going. And we are in the place we are today because of your love for us and your belief in this technology, because as we were trying to do then, and we're still, we will be perpetual in archiving and getting data for research, is that we were trying to get things validated. And you were able to sponsor so many different projects and help us with the state. And I just want to thank you. And we can, I've had so many people invest in me and to get me over hurdles and around corners and to believe in me despite breaking in my lab and breaking in my house and doing the things that they did to try to discourage me. But I feel like I'm the king now. I've been to the medicine. No, God gave this technology, and I've been able to see hundreds of miracles, and I've been so humbled because I have a number of friends who are Catholic, and they said, you know, Doc, if you were in the Catholic Church, it would probably canonize you as a saint, and they started calling me Saint Rhoda. So with that note, I'm going to leave everybody to go. Thank you for all for interrupting your busy schedule.
And hello, Dr. Lolly.
And we have a special on nanos. So anyone that wants a nanos, we're still in the conference. It's been half price now for about a week. So if you want any nanos or bio balancers, you can get them this evening for $30. All you got to do is send an email to admin@michihealth.org, admin@michihealth.org, or you can go on the website, michihealth.org, that's M-I-C-H-I, the word health, dot O-R-G, and if you want to get two nanos, just make a donation of $60, and then where it says send a note about this donation, just put donation for two nanos. If you want five, put $150 donation, and just put a note in the communication comments section that says this is for five nanos. So you're, as always, your purchase of the nanos helps us support our research on seizures. We're archiving data on seizures and people with diabetes because we have so many miracles with people with diabetes and their hemoglobin A1Cs being lowered. And probably the most miraculous is in Canada. A gentleman by the name of Mr. Lin, who sponsored a professional speed racer, had both of his legs amputated, and he sponsored him to have a biobalancer that they put on a Band-Aid and put over the pancreas. And in 6 weeks, the man's medication was cut in half, and his hemoglobin A1C went from 24 down to about 13. And in 6 months, the hemoglobin A1C dropped all the way down to 5.7, and the man has normal blood sugars after years, over 5 years, with blood sugars that hovered around 300. He's now balanced. And I have told so many medical doctors about him that it's been incredible. But we have people with diabetes that are now off of all their medication. And so because they're balancing out with diet, they stop eating static, and they balance their food with the nano, and it's just been miraculous to see the miracle. So get your nano and biobalancers today. Buy one for yourself. It's probably time for you to change those out in your phones and buy one for a friend. I'm out of here.
Lolly.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Ida.
Ida, Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm so happy you were on this line. You know, I know Pastor Hill has just rubbed it in your face about us breakdancing up there in Durham.
Yes, he did.
You told me that you were the queen of quails.
Trying to be.
I am so glad you interrupted your schedule to be on this line because we made it, girl, to a whole new dimension. We made it to solar. When you see the new, well, you know about solar because you have it in your house. And
yes,
all the miracles she's doing. And we found out through the university that we created a whole house alkaline water system. The water balances out to about 8.0, and so everybody in North Carolina is screaming about it. And we have two mothers that test the water every day. There's testing for me to see, you know, the flux, you know, the pH flux in the water. And so far the water is staying pretty consistent, about 8.0. So we have so many miracles happening in North Carolina. In Charlotte, we had a young lady that was sent home to die. And the professors at NCCU helped me raise the money to start mitigating her house. And she made it. She was supposed to have died last May. And they sent her home to die. And they begged me, Doc, you got to come down here. We went down there to work with her doctor and her naturopath, and she's the first client that's actually had a medical doctor write prescriptions for the registered nurses to use the nano to place it on her right foot to stop her seizures. And this child was on oxygen. She had continuous seizures. I mean, she had like over 1,000 seizures a day. She had a complete collapse of the central nervous system. When we walked in the door and saw her, myself and Miss Ingram, we just cried. I'm the practitioner. We just cried, and so we did this. She made it to her 21st birthday, and the city had a party for her. The mayor brought out the proclamation. We all went down there to celebrate, and it was the first time she had been out of her bedroom in years in the living room without any oxygen. It's just tremendous to see. So, Miss Ida, we love you. We miss you. And, you know, I'm always telling Pastor Hill to give you a hug and a shout for me every time. But we appreciate you interrupting your busy schedule because we know how it is to be an entrepreneur and to be birthing something as fabulous as what you're doing. But we thank you for being steadfast. We thank you for encouraging us. And we thank you, Mr. Sterling, for interrupting your beautiful evening on that island, you know. And we prayed for you on this show when that hurricane hit down there. And we ask Godspeed for the continued recovery that's in progress because we know you guys have suffered much without utilities and without clean water. And we just thank God that you're finally getting some relief. And so we will keep you lifted up in prayer. And we stay tuned to Tuesday night, Health Talk Radio with Dr. Alali and the fabulous team, Pastor Hill, Miss Ida Morris. We do drop in medical doctors, Dr. Smithy Incus, Dr. Fontaine, Dr. Watkins. A big shout out to Dr. Watkins. He's doing some fabulous things in his practice in Washington, D.C., and a big shout-out to the research teams at North Carolina Central University, Dr. Philip Machicia, who is chair of the Faculty Senate, a brilliant researcher, and Dr. James Offler, and Professor Mark Anthony from University District of Columbia. They are trailblazers in innovation in online learning, and now bringing the whole safety component to align with our nationwide call to action. I salute the Trump administration, Dr. Ben Carson, who has picked up this legacy of promoting healthy indoors and has made it the platform of the Trump administration. When we share these venues and these resources and what's happening in these federal agencies at that international platform, people were spellbound. They were starstruck. They had no idea that this problem was as pervasive as it is. And when they saw the alignment of corporations like Microsoft Office, which has taken the initiative to put health warning labels on keyboards and tell people keyboards are causing serious injuries and disorders, it was time for a change. A change in a way that births new technologies, new industries, new jobs. And we're excited about the future because there are thousands of jobs coming in this industry, thousands of opportunities to audit people's homes and make sure they are safe and make sure that people are healthy. I'm out of here. This is Dr. Alali. And I'm saying goodnight to everyone. Thank you so much for your love for me, your support, your prayers. Continue to pray for us because it is booming and we're getting ready to blow up in Washington, D.C. So good night, everyone.
Good night.